Please stand for the reading of the gospel if you are able. This is from Matthew chapter 14, beginning with verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they had climbed back into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. This is the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. Okay. I need volunteers. Volunteers. I'm going to need at least four, probably five, six, or seven, but don't all run at once here. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down and step up here. Up here. And Suzanne, just over there would be good. But up here. Up here. I need a few more. This is easy. Easy peasy. Not a problem. New people are okay too, you know. It's just a little song and a dance they have to do. You can just wing it. Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. You all are in a boat. You're in a boat. It is rocking because the wind is against it. And the waves are white-capped. I'm telling you, these are big waves on this lake. The disciples are in the boat. Most of them are experienced fishermen. So they are comfortable in that boat. They've been there all night. And now it is the darkest before the dawn. It is the fourth watch of the night. And they're out there in the boat, a considerable distance from the shore, talking about the miracles that Jesus had just performed, wondering where it's all going, what was going to be done. Some of them may have been sleeping. But they're in a wooden fishing boat. Many of them had earned their living. But this was a fishing area, and the lake is a big lake. We're talking about like Erie Lake or something. This is a huge lake because there's all kind of cities around this lake, and people earn their living by fishing in this lake. Now, the boat that they're in is not an ocean liner with all these lights and modern conveniences. The boat that they're in is not even a pontoon boat. It's just an old wooden fishing boat. And the waves are crashing up against the boat. And some spray is coming over. No, you're not getting seasick. You're used to this. You're fishermen. Oh, you're Matthew the publican. You've been behind a desk. Now you're out in the boat. But the boat is rocking back and forth late at night. Somebody looking out says, "What is that?" And you can't see anything. It's pitch black. And it's not like all these cities are lit up like they are today. But the waves, they're breaking and they're foaming white at the top. But there's something else white. it's getting closer, but you can't make out what it is. And pretty soon, all the disciples are all staring. What is that? What is that? I don't know. What is it? And it gets a little bit closer, and you see that it's a person walking on the water. And the Bible says that they all cry out in fear. Oh, no. Oh, no. What is this? They're afraid. Grown men. No, just all men, all disciples. Well, we got, but for argument's sake, yeah, yes. And so they cry out in fear. And of course, Jesus says, don't be afraid. It's me. It's me. Don't be afraid. Take courage. It's okay. But everybody in the boat's going, oh, yeah. He's walking on water. See, they didn't believe him right away, else Peter wouldn't have said, if it's you, tell me to come out there. Because that's what Peter does. Peter says, if it's you, Jesus, bid me come out there. Eric, you're Peter. Come on out here. Now, you notice he just walked out here. Let me tell you what would have happened, though. Back up here. Peter says, if it's you, Jesus, tell me to come out there. Back up in the boat. Of course, Jesus says, yes, it's me. Peter goes to get out of the boat. What do you think would have happened at the moment he started climbing over the edge of the boat? Man, everybody else would have been saying, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't. You're nuts. You can't do this. It's impossible. Peter, you know you've been working in a boat all your life. You can't walk on water. Stay in the boat. It's nice. It's comfortable. It's what we know. It's where we're safe. Don't get out of the boat. But we all know Peter, don't we? And Peter actually walks on water. And he's walking towards Jesus. And as long as he's got his eyes focused on Jesus, he just ignores the rest of life, the waves, and he's walking on the water. And then he fills the spray, and he looks around, takes his eyes off of Jesus, starts looking at the circumstances, and he begins to sink. Good, that's good. I picked him for a reason. He's good. Jesus, who continued to walk towards him, then reaches out his hand, takes his hand, lifts him up, and says, come on, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And they both get back into the boat. Thank you. You may return to your seats. That boat is where everything is nice and comfortable. That boat is where all the traditions lie. That boat is our sanctuary. It's where we're used to how things are done. We've always done it that way. That boat could be the death of us because we won't get out of it. But if we're willing to be bold, if we will look out into the sea of life and look for Jesus, and when we see him, say, is that you, Jesus? Do you want me to come out there? And Jesus says, come. Then we get out, and we get out of what is comfortable for us, and we dare to do something different. We dare to get involved where we haven't been involved before because it's Jesus. And Jesus is saying, come. Get out of the boat. Because we were made to be different. We were made to love this world with an extravagant love, the extravagant love of God, because that's how he loved us. And so we have to ask ourselves, is Jesus calling me to get out of the boat? If so, to do what? Doesn't matter. And let me tell you, there we have so many opportunities here in the church. We've just passed a clipboard around for some things. We need more people to volunteer for the soundboard. We have the community dinner coming up at the end of September. We've got that giveaway coming up, and we need more donations. We need people to help with it. See Lonnie, he's in charge of it. We got that drug seminar coming up. Becky Rudy's in charge of that. Contact her if you can help. We need, because we need people to be there to help set up and clean up, and we need speakers and that, and she's doing a great job with that. We've got a taxi service coming up. New membership classes. Next week I'm teaching a Sunday school class. We've got the picnic tomorrow. I mean, there is just so much going on, things that we want to do. We need more people on the prayer line. I was talking to Gene, and people on the prayer line have died off or moved away. We need more people who are willing to receive a phone call and then to pray about whatever the prayer request is and then pass it on to somebody else. Easy. And then we need those prayer warriors, and in a couple weeks you're going to get your names. And the prayer warriors are different than the prayer line. The prayer warriors are going to be people who are going to pray for everybody on their prayer list. God is calling us to get out of the boat to do something different with our lives. And it's scary because we'd rather stay in the boat where everything is comfortable, where we know how everything works. It's safe. And the wind is blowing and the boat is rocking. The world is being turned upside down and it's hurting, and it needs us to be bold in our faith to get out of the boat. So listen to the Holy Spirit, because that's Jesus calling you to get out of the boat and to walk on water. There's going to be people who are going to try and hold you back. There's going to be people who are going to complain about what you want to get involved in. There's going to be people who are going to tell you, you can't do that. Well, you just ignore them. And you get out of that boat and you walk on that water. You get involved in your neighbor's life. You get involved in your family member's life who needs you. You get involved at work. You get involved in your community. You get involved in church. That's getting out of the boat. And that's what we're called to do. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I'm getting out of this boat. So make up your mind. What is it that you want me to do, God? If it's you, tell me to come. And Jesus is saying, come, walk on the water. God loves you, and so do I.